Sound Living is made possible in part by KSER members, the Boeing Charitable Trust, and Stan and Mary Harrelson, in recognition of Northwest Hope and Healing.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Sound Living, the Friday edition. I'm Ed Bremmer here on KSER Radio, and my guest today, Gary Eidelberg of University Beyond Bars, a nonprofit organization trying to bring educational services and with it hope to the men incarcerated in our prisons, particularly those in Monroe. And if you'd like to join the conversation this afternoon at 425-303-9070, you are welcome to join the conversation as we talk about UBB and the organization that is working to bring education to the prison population. The United States is very good at getting criminals into prison. We have over 2 million people in jail right now, more than any other Western country. But what we're not very good at is keeping them out once they've served their time. Half of all ex-cons end up right back in the penitentiary. No one doubts that one of the best ways to rehabilitate the criminal is through educating them while they are in prison. But nobody wants to pay for prisoners to go to college when most people outside the prison walls are having difficulty coming up with the cash to get their kids behind the ivy-covered walls of the college of their choice. Here in Snohomish County, at Monroe, there's a small group of dedicated people who are working to bring education to the prisoners on a voluntary basis, UBB, University Beyond Bars. And one of the men behind that effort is my guest today on Sound Living, Gary Eidelberg. Welcome to Sound Living this afternoon.
Thank you, Ed. It's nice to be here.
And in the interest of full disclosure, we should probably say that you are also a producer of a program on KSER, America's Disappeared, which takes a look at America's justice system, or I think, as some of your guests might have suggested, America's injustice system, depending on your perspective, I guess. But we're here today to talk about UBB, which is University Beyond Bars. Why beyond and not behind? That would be the natural inclination that this is the university behind bars. Why not?
Well, the truth is, when we originally started, we had the name University Behind Bars, but we changed it because we would like for the people that we help to go beyond the bars and stay stay outside them, you know, if at all possible. So we thought it was more appropriate to have the name University Beyond Bars than Behind Bars. So.
And how long has this aspect of the prison experience, if you will, been available to the prisoners of Monroe? Is this a fairly new effort?
Well, we started out, and I suppose we need to give credit where credit is due. We started out just as with rudimentary discussions with a group of inmates called the Black Prisoners Caucus. They had an education committee. They still have an education committee, and we started out mainly in conceptual conversations with them, and around the year 2000 or 2001 thereabouts, and they prescribed us, or they talked to us about the need for college education, because a lot of them obviously are there because of lack of education. And a lot of them perceived that, well, you know, if we could get closer to a college degree, or as close as we could, we would have a better chance, you know, when we got to the outside. So I think it was a couple of years later that myself and Carol Estes decided to to embark on this type of on this thing, and it started out just with a handful of classes that we tried to present at college level, but we could not give them credit for. We started out with an English class, a business class, an African American history class, and a creative writing class, all of which at the beginning were not for profit. But
not for profit or not for credit.
Excuse me, not for credit, not for college credit. But now we've evolved quite a bit since then, and we're a a bona fide nonprofit or slash educational organization. And we, what we do is basically we're a nonprofit that facilitates educational program for the general population. And we also we try to offer